For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, January the 20th. It's good to have you with us, starting off a brand new week. We have two guests. Let's start first of all with Major Richard Trimble, Salvation Army. Happy New Year to you, Major. Now, we had you on before Christmas. We talked about the Red Kettle fundraiser and goal was $390,000. You are at what right now?
Well, we're at $370,000.
$370,000. Your goal is $390,000 right. By the end of January.
End of January.
So you're $20,000 away.
$20,000.
Are you going to make it?
We are, and it's kind of like, you know, in the cold weather and it's icy out and you're trying to drive up a hill and your tires are spinning and you think just a little push and I can make it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way I feel right now, the way we feel. Just that last little push, and we feel real optimistic about it. I think we're going to make it.
And I tell you what, it is really money that is needed. My goodness, with the cold weather that mm-hmm. we had in November, in December and January,
right.
The shelter's running full.
Shelter totally is full, and food orders are up in the pantry. We're getting lots more people. We average about five new families a day.
Five new families
in
a day?
In the pantry, right. And with the SNAPS program cutting back and all of that and the angst that kind of is... what you feel now, we're just seeing a lot of increase in people that are making use of our services.
Yeah. If people want to make a donation to the Salvation Army, right, if they make it now, it's going to go into that goal of $390,000.
It will. Absolutely.
And that money is used all year long, isn't it?
It is.
But I would imagine you're burning through that money pretty fast right now.
It goes fast. And when summer gets here, July and August are a little leaner. People are out busy doing other things. This helps us get through those months as well. So mm-hmm. it really is. This is our major fundraiser of the year.
Yeah. So, and I've asked you this before, and you told me before Christmas, if you didn't make the goal, you had to cut back.
Right.
But how do you cut back when people need assistance like this? How can you cut back? You can't do that.
No, and that's always the dilemma you face because we're in the business of helping people.
Yeah, what are you going to tell people?
Right,
I'm sorry,
right.
I've got no food for you. Yeah. I've got no place for you to stay.
Yeah. And you try to cut non-essentials and things like that, but then you think, wow, just how much. You know, there's only so much to cut before you really mm-hmm. get into some of the program areas and everything. So we really, this year, we really don't want to do that.
Right. So keep in mind, if you have not made a donation yet to the Salvation Army, if you didn't put anything in that red kettle, or you've meant to write a check and send it in if you haven't done it yet, you still got till the end of January, and it will
right.
count towards that goal of $390,000.
Yes.
Anything coming up for the summer? We're just about out of time. Anything you want to mention?
Well, we're starting a new program called Pathway of Hope, and there'll be some stuff coming out that out on that. It's an extensive mentoring program that we're
okay.
going to start to kind of give people a help up instead of a handout.
Yeah.
Handout instead of out.
For more information, what's the phone number folks can call?
It's 442-3229.
442-3229. And if they want to drop that check in the mail, they can send it to the local Salvation, to the Salvation Army here.
Right, absolutely.
And that address is?
1108 West Ash.
Or you can just stop by and hand them a check.
Or make a credit card donation at our thrift store and tell them it's for Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Major Richard Trimble, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming by. And Happy New Year. Continued success.
Thank you.
With the Salvation Army. Now I turn to Pat Martin, registered dietitian, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
You've got an event coming up tonight?
It is tonight at 6:30 at the library.
Okay. So what's going to happen tonight at 6:30?
Well, the title is Learn to Eat Smart This Year.
Okay.
Great title. And they're going to talk about dietitians Megan Kemp and Lauren Knapp will show you how to stick to your New Year's resolution of eating healthier food and avoiding crash diets.
Crash diets?
After the holiday binge.
Yeah. So many of these diets. I remember years ago, you would always see these diets coming out. They'd come on the Tonight Show. Was it the Atkins diet?
Well, there's a new one every day.
There's some of the diets that you eat all the meat you want, but eat no fruits and vegetables. You remember that one?
Oh, sure. But you know what? Then there's one that you eat just fruits and vegetables.
You eat all the carbohydrates you want. So, none of these are really good for you.
No.
Well-balanced meal in moderation.
And fruits and vegetables, they provide that fiber and the minerals and vitamins. So more fruits and vegetables. I think that's probably a wonderful plan for the new year.
Yeah, and exercise.
Oh, that's always.
Oh, fruits and vegetables and exercise.
All good.
So tonight at the library, you're going to find out about all of this, correct?
And they're going to have samples to try and recipes for you to take home.
Oh, so you're going to have samples of fruits and vegetables.
Well, of all different things. Some foods, some healthy foods and trying some new things. It's always good not to get bored, to have some adventure and to try some new things.
As far as fruits and vegetables, you can't eat too much.
No, you really can't. You really can't. You know, the fiber, they're just, the research, things go kind of in a circle. So what you said is exactly true. But for the diabetic patient, so important to have fiber because it makes the food, the speed it enters your body. Yeah. Just that, and for being hungry.
The more fiber that you have also, doesn't it help scrape your colon and it's helping reduce the possibility of colon cancer?
Well, it makes things move smoothly and it fills you up. So if you're hungry, if you want to binge, you know, this is a way that you don't need to binge. You get to feel full with having
things
that
are healthy. So the more fiber you eat and drink plenty of liquid.
Plenty of liquid. But you know, I think what you said, moderation and variety. Boy, that sounds boring, but it works.
Mm. I like the fact that we've had dietitians on and say, you know what? You can eat anything you want as long as you eat it in moderation. And that means you don't have to cut out all of those sweets that you like. Just don't go overboard on it.
Do you know what I think is just such an interesting fact? That people now, their plates don't fit in the cabinets. If you have an older home, dinner plates have gotten so much bigger they don't fit in. Uh-huh. So we've just made everything bigger. So our portion sizes have gotten out of whack.
Oh, so get smaller dinner plates. dinner plates and it'll look like you're eating
more.
That's
right.
All right, don't forget tonight at the library, what time?
It's at 6:30 to 7:30.
Okay, and you can just show
up? Just show up. Just come. It's in the friends room.
Thank you very much, Pat Martin, Central Missouri Dietetic Association.
Thank you.
All right, pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, Insurance Matters and the Food Bank for Central Missouri. They need some help, too. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Fellings from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon Oyung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to see or hear, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.